This is iRadio's group chat. If you're talking about it,
we're talking about it
on iRadio.
Planning a life with someone sounds lovely in theory, but in reality, it can bring up a lot of questions. Where you want to live, what you want from your career, whether you want children, or even just what kind of life you imagine for yourself. And sometimes you realise that the person you love doesn't see things the same way. So what happens when your life plans don't quite align? Is compromise always the answer? Or are there moments when you need to be honest with yourself about what you really want? To talk through all of this, I am joined by psychotherapist Chloe Callanan, who works with people every day on navigating stress, communication and life balance. Chloe, thanks for hopping on iRadio's group chat. When it comes to planning a future with a partner, where do people tend to struggle the most?
Hello, thank you for having me. Yes, of course. Look, like a lot of things in life, it comes back to communication. I think most people I've had the pleasure of working with often describe a struggle in being able to facilitate those important and, look, oftentimes uncomfortable conversations that we all need to have when planning a future with someone. It's certainly not due to a lack of love or compatibility in the majority of cases, but we often lean into love and hope that's enough, but forget to stay grounded sometimes in the practical questions like finances, where do we want to live, or how we imagine raising children. So those conversations can feel scary. So sometimes we tend to avoid them rather than, you know, risk rocking the boat.
Understandable in some ways, because as humans think we crave stability and we don't want to rocket any boat in our lives. But is it common for people to start out wanting the same things, maybe when they're starting the relationship, and then realize over time that their life plans are actually different to each other?
Oh, completely. Oh my God, of course. It's so normal. And like that, we change as people. Our priorities shifts, our experiences shape us. You know, life that we imagined at 20 isn't always the life that fits us at 30 or 40. I think that can be especially hard in Ireland too, where there can still be quite a traditional expectation around timeline. So around settling down, around buying a house, getting a job, having children. And then suddenly those plans don't feel right anymore. And I always say to my clients, you know, that saying, if you want to make God laugh, tell him your plans. And it's so true. Life moves and we move with it. So yes, of course it's normal. But with that being said, it doesn't mean it's easy for couples or it's painless in any way.
How do you know the difference between a small difference or a mismatch that could be worked through and a bigger incompatibility?
Yeah, I mean, look, I think it comes back to like core values. So what I would say is ask yourself if you're asking, you know, to bend or if you're being expected to break. So, you know, the way to think about it is compromise should stretch you a little bit. So like that, you know, you're not changing who you are or what you want, like you're willing to meet in the middle. But when it comes to having to completely, you know, forget who you are or forget what you want, that's when it can kind of get a little bit difficult. And that's when the mismatches might start to present themselves.
How can someone maybe start a conversation if they feel like that there is a mismatch somewhere, potentially one that can be worked through, you know, whether it is just bending, not breaking or not? What is the healthiest way to start a conversation with someone when you're worried about that?
Yeah, I mean, look, this is the best trick I have, and I actually use it myself in 90% of conversations. It's so important to preface it with love and honesty. So it's great to sit down and, you know, start the conversation with saying, you know, I love you and I want to have a conversation where we both benefit and I want us to find a solution where we both get what we want. So it's great to kind of set the tone. It's showing your partner that you care and that you're being honest about your feelings and that you're setting the stage for a calm, constructive discussion rather than an argument. But it also helps you feel a little calmer and more relaxed too.
What about those external factors that might not really have anything to do with two people individually, but still impact the decisions that they might want to make? The likes of the factors, family, you know, family factors and things like that, or even expectations in the society that we're seeing of one another, whether that be relayed through social media. How does that affect people planning their futures in relationships?
Yeah, that's a really good question. I think nowadays more than ever, we're seeing so much of people's lives online. So outside pressures play a big role and probably a much bigger role than people realize. As you mentioned there, the societal expectations, you know, age comes into it, family expectations come into it. So they can make us feel like we need to be in a certain place or at a certain milestone by a certain time. But those pressures can lead people to make decisions based on what they should be doing rather than what they actually want to be doing. So suddenly a plan that seemed right for you becomes all about meeting other people's expectations. But the key to noticing when you're acting from pressure versus, you know, choice, relationships thrive when people make decisions that align with their true values, not just what society or family thinks they should be doing. And I think it's so important to remember that and have that in the background just when you're having those conversations with your partner.
What about when you mentioned values there? What are the most frequent ones that people can clash on?
Yeah, look, they kind of, there is, look, everything I've seen in my practice as well, there seems to be like a few key areas. Money is a huge one, like how we earn it, how we spend it, and what security even means to each person in terms of money. Another one is, you know, where we want to live. Like, do we want to stay close to family? Do we want more freedom? Do we want a bit of adventure? And I think that kind of branches off then a little bit where we start talking about family and children. So do we want to have them? When do we want to have them? What type of parents do we want to be? So these clashes usually aren't, you know, about being right or wrong and making the correct decisions, but they're about two people having maybe different values or different fears underneath the plans and trying to come to a place where everyone feels comfortable and we feel like we're a team and in this together.
For a lot of young people in Ireland, the biggest decision at the moment may be whether or not they move abroad to the likes of Australia or somewhere in Europe or in the States. What happens in those equations? Is that decision one that is breaking up a lot of couples nowadays from your perspective?
From my perspective, no, I don't think so. I think it's a really common scenario, especially now with so many young people, as you've said, looking at opportunities abroad. When one person wants to move and the other doesn't, it can often bring up, of course, a lot of fear, a lot of guilt, a lot of resentment, maybe, or anxiety. But again, like, neither choice is right or wrong. It's about the values and the life priorities. I think what matters most in these scenarios is open and honest conversation, and both people need to express not just what they want, but why it's important to them as well. So why is moving abroad important? What are you hoping to gain from it? How could it benefit us in the future? And sometimes compromises are possible, like making the temporary move or exploring new opportunities locally. But sometimes the difference is, are fundamental, and it's important to pay attention to those also. But I do want to say as well, like, recognizing that your paths may not fully align doesn't mean failure. It just means that you're being honest with yourselves and with each other, and you're now in a position to plan the best route forward for both of you individually and both of you together.
2026, at the beginning of it, is no better time, I suppose, to kind of look at the plans together and see where they do and don't align and kind of see what you can do about it. But if someone is listening to you this evening and themselves is feeling a bit anxious at the minute because they don't know where their relationship is going, what would you want them to hear?
Honestly, if you're feeling anxious about where your relationship is going, the first thing I want you to hear is that you are not alone. The healthiest of healthy relationships experience that also, and no relationship is perfect. Feeling uncertain is completely normal, and it just shows that you care. So the tricky part is that we often try to ignore that feeling or pretend everything is fine when really our gut is screaming at us and trying to tell us something. So listen to it and ask yourself what you actually want. And don't be afraid to have those honest conversations with your partner. Even if they feel uncomfortable, they will benefit you more than you can possibly imagine when you are feeling that anxiety. And it's okay if you don't have all the answers right now as well. Like, relationships change, people change. And sometimes the best thing you can do is just show up honestly and see where that journey takes you.
Well, Chloe, if people have liked what you've said this evening and they're feeling inspired by you in particular, where can they find you over on social media platforms?
Yes, you can find me on Instagram and TikTok at RUL_therapy. And I would love to have you there. Thank you so much.
Thank you for joining me on iRadio's Group Chat, and happy January to you.
Happy 2026.
This is iRadio's Group Chat. If you're talking about it,